Hi guys, today we will be talking about wedding planning and high pressure. I've been lucky to take a front row seat and watch from the wings and see how weddings are planned. So whether you are planning a wedding or waiting on the sidelines or watching someone plan a wedding, this episode is for you. Welcome to another episode of Banter with Chill, and today you have your delectable host talking about these topics. Good. So when you get engaged, you start planning for your big day, right? While some individuals love small and intimate weddings, others love very big, loud weddings. So for very independent couple, one of the things you should factor in when you want to start planning your wedding after you've had your proposals and engagement is money, payment for the wedding. Who is paying for the wedding? For some people, their parents pay for their wedding, and for others, the very independent ones, they pay for their wedding themselves. So most times when parents pay for your wedding, they tend to have a lot of opinions about the wedding, and at a point it might get to a stage where they are in love non-negotiables that they are not just able to allow you to, right? Or things you do not want in your wedding that you just have to sacrifice because they have paid for the wedding. So one thing to consider in this process of getting married, of planning your wedding, is to have your own cash to enable you make decisions and choices at your wedding. But on one hand, if you have a parent or family that wants to step in and give you or pay for whatever portion of the wedding, you can respect that graciousness and accept. At the end of the day, just do what's best for you, what works for you, whether it means borrowing from an existing tradition or creating your own. Another thing in the wedding process is setting a wedding budget. I saw firsthand how important it was to have a wedding budget for one's wedding, because it sets the whole wedding into motion. The last thing you want to do is to fall in love with the venue, your wedding dress, a vendor, and create an idea of what you'd want based off of what you've seen, and then realize later that you cannot pay for the wedding. Because why? Those things are out of your range. So first step would be to sit down with your partner and create a total budget. Then sit with your planner if you have one and divide it up by service or vendor accordingly. Second thing that is very important is your guest list. This wedding I'm talking about, the one I mentioned, I am currently sitting on the sidelines and watching how the whole thing is going on. One of the major issues was like wedding guest list. So why you don't have a final guest list until a bit later? Coming up with an estimated guest list is very important. The guest list also makes you factor in a lot of things that will go into the budget. And there's also a huge difference in planning a 60-person wedding and a 300-person wedding, as you need to factor in the quantity of meals and drinks and cost and decor and seating arrangements, a lot of things. Third is your wedding party. Now you've gotten your wedding guest list sorted, it's time to choose those people that would stand by you on your big day. It is necessary to select people with the right and positive energy on that day to walk that path with you. Choosing the right people would mean everything to you on that day, because they would give you the right energy to go about that day. Another thing is to choose a venue. Since you already have a budget, a guest list, an estimated guest list, and even maybe your wedding dates in mind, it's time to now work with your partner and find your dream wedding location/venue. picture the decor you want on that day and use that inspiration to get a wedding venue. So we also have vendors. Before your wedding, you should have booked or have an idea of the vendors you would want to use on your big day. Yourself and your partner would have to sit down and select the vendors you need for that day. You should have spoken and made arrangements with your wedding vendors 3 to 4 months before the wedding. And you communicate what you want and what your partner wants with these vendors to make sure that yourself, your partner, and the vendors are on the same page. If you have a planner, they can follow up to check in with your vendor from time to time to make sure everything is going as planned. Another thing is your wedding outfit. Give yourself plenty of time to find the perfect wedding outfit for your wedding day. Don't be in a rush and now choose something that you would end up not liking at the end of the day. But at the same time, don't wait until the last minute to purchase your wedding attire. Another thing is buying of wedding bands. An important symbol of marriage is what? Your wedding ring. So go ring shopping with your partner to select a comfortable yet beautiful ring that would suit your personal lifestyle. Another thing is the wedding invitations. Wedding invitations are usually sent 6 to 8 weeks before any big day. And RSVP deadline is typically about 2 to 3 weeks in advance. Another thing is to create a wedding reception chart. So you work with your wedding planner, if you have one, to determine how many tables your wedding reception venue can accommodate. For the wedding, I'm currently sitting on the sidelines and watching and overseeing too. We used flower names to figure out who sits where, and we kept in mind relationships and family dynamics. Also, access cards. Access cards are very, very important. Access cards would help you in curtailing unplanned guests on your big day. So these are steps you can follow if you are about to get married, if you are trying to plan for your wedding, or if you are watching someone plan for a wedding, you can pitch in these ideas to them.